Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What up, bitches? Welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Goddamn Life. I am your host, Francesca. That's actually not the name of the podcast. Sorry, it's Law of Attraction Changed My Life. Don't know why I'm adding extra words into it, as if the title is not long enough. Anyway, my name is Francesca Amber, and I am your host who, I've got to say this rather smugly, she is wintering well. Okay, I'm wintering well. So I came into, I know we're not in winter yet, we're in autumn, but it feels like fucking winter. I came into this season getting a little bit Debbie Downer. The lack of sunlight, the SAD, it was starting to hit your girl hard. And I was getting all like, oh God, it's going to be a long winter. Trying to like frantically book a holiday to the fucking Caribbean. I was just panicking, okay? And I seem to have been able to switch that around. And rather than trying to escape winter, I have been leaning into it, if you will. I have been reading this amazing book called Calm Christmas and the accompanying podcast by Beth Kempton. She will be coming on the pod soon. Her voice is like a tonic for your soul. I've also been reading this incredible book called we all mispronounce this name, don't we, this word, The Uga Home, How to Make Your Home Your Happy Place by Mike Viking. I hope I'm pronouncing that Danish name correctly. He has a series of books about Danish living, mostly about how your home can help you to thrive and live your best life and to feel really happy. And I am just fucking eating it up. I am living my best Uga life right now. Okay. If you could see my Pinterest boards, my life is like a fucking Pinterest board of just candlelit cozy baths and snuggly cozy vibes. Okay, that's just how I'm living, and I'm feeling very, very smug about it. A lady came by the other night to help me release some tension in my neck. That sounds really weird, doesn't it? She's a masseuse, she's a massage lady. She came and helped me to, like, I basically got a really stiff neck, and she came to try and help me get rid of it. And she came into my sitting room and she was like, oh my God, this is so cozy in here, I never want to leave. And I was like, that is the biggest compliment you could give to my Uga loving self right now. So thank you for that. So I am basically just treating myself like visiting royalty right now. Usually once the girls are asleep, I've got into this really sort of unhealthy habit of I'll go downstairs, I'll binge Netflix, but I'll scroll my phone at the same time. So I'm not really watching anything. And it's okay to do that sometimes, right? But not all of the time. And recently I've just found myself doing things that I wish I always had the time to. So one night I had a candlelit magnesium bath listening to my favourite podcast, My Favourite Murder. Yes, she likes to relax by listening to how people get their heads chopped off. And then last night I spent the entire evening in my bedroom, which is like a fantasy of mine that never happens in reality. Like just pottering around, putting things away, getting cozy, and reading a book in my bed. It has been a goddamn dream. So that's kind of what I'm going to be talking about this week. the art of the intentional vibrational shift, i.e. getting yourself into a high vibe place through the actions we take. Now, when we are feeling in a very low vibrational place, as I have been recently, I make no secret of that. I've been having a little mental health dip over the last couple of weeks. Is it because of worldwide events? Is it because of the genocide? Is it because I'm not getting enough sunlight? Is it because I'm not getting enough dick? We don't know. We don't know the answer. And I don't need to know the answer. I just need to get myself back to a high vibe place. And if you don't have the time to have a fucking candlelit bath or spend the whole night getting cozy in your bed reading a book about fucking the Danish art of happiness, I've got a little sequence for you that will get you back to feeling your high vibe self in a surprisingly short space of time. So I've been reading a lot recently about the law of vibration. We often just talk about the law of attraction, which is if you think positive thoughts, positive things will happen. If you think negative thoughts, negative things will happen. But actually, the law of vibration is super important too. And the law of vibration is that everything on this planet is vibrating at a frequency. And we only attract people, objects, places, situations, circumstances, opportunities, whatever, that are on the same frequency as us. So if you are going through life in a low vibration, you will be attracting more low vibe people, opportunities, situations, all that jazz. And so getting yourself into a high vibration is a really important part of manifesting, because without that, we are unable to meet our manifestations at the high frequency that they are living or vibrating at. Do you know what I mean? Remember, you are not a physical being in a physical universe. You are a vibrational being in a vibrational, energetic universe. And you don't attract what you want, what you love, or even what you think about. You attract what you are. You attract that vibe that you are putting out every single day. So today is my work day. And on a work day, I need to be on a high vibe to enjoy the day, to be productive, to get everything done. And this morning, oh Lord, I had a bad morning. So I had no electricity in my house. So I decided to go out for breakfast and I would work out. I would go to a cafe and I would eat out and I would work there. And usually my rule to myself on my work days is that I will not get dragged into Instagram, because it is an energy sucker, it's a time sucker, and particularly now as I follow a lot of Palestinian accounts and people on the ground that are sharing the harsh realities of everything that is happening there, I cannot see that on a work day, because it will drag my vibe down and it will make me just sit there and think, well, what's the point in doing anything? How can I sit here and make a lighthearted podcast? How can I sit here and write a book and be excited about it or whatever? So that's a little rule that I've set for myself. However, this morning I broke my own goddamn rule and I saw a video of a mother saying goodbye to her daughter who was probably about the same age as Beau. And there was something about the way that she just held her. I mean, she was dead. She was gone. But she held her and kissed her like multiple times. Like, and it just reminded me of exactly what I do to my daughters. And that was it. I was a fucking goner. I was a goner. I had to get up and go to the toilet and like get out of there, because people could just see me just on my phone crying. They probably thought my boyfriend had just dumped me. But what they don't know is I haven't even got a fucking boyfriend, so that's impossible. And so I went to the toilet, and on the floor in the bathroom, right by my feet, was a really large white feather. And I just thought, wow, thank you, universe, for that sign. Like, a white feather is a symbol of angels. I believe that that is an international symbol of peace, is a white feather. And so I found myself crying in this bathroom right at the beginning of my working day, thinking, oh God, I've got so much to do today and I'm going to be good for nothing if I'm just sitting feeling in a bad vibe about the state of the world. And I was reminded of something that we've just recently gone over in our book club book this month, which is Make It Happen. And in this book, she talks about an intentional energetic shift. And this is something that you do when you are upset, angry or scared. And this is something that, I'll be honest with you, we have talked about previously in other books. And when I've heard about it, I'm like, oh my God, this makes so much sense. I need to do this more often. And then it's completely gone out of my mind again. And recently, I have completely forgotten to do this. Now, the reason that it's so important to do this is when we experience anger, upset, pain, this pain gets stored in your body. If you don't release it, it gets stored in your body. And anybody that has studied EFT, the emotional freedom technique, will know exactly what I'm talking about. And before you know it, boom, you're suddenly getting migraines. You're suddenly getting neck and shoulder pain. You're suddenly getting back pain. You're suddenly having all these different issues, perhaps with your skin. Fucking hell, that just reads like an absolute rundown of everything that's wrong with me right now. So since the 7th of October, I have had pretty much constant migraines, and I now have a frozen shoulder and neck pain where I literally can't turn my head to one side, and it's been like this for weeks now. So I've decided I just don't want any negative energy stuck in my body, and neither do you. So whether it is witnessing something truly horrific on the news or on your social media, it could be a shitty email from your boss. It could be a flurry of unwanted messages from your ex. It could be an argument with a friend. Ugh, they're the worst. Or the death of a family member. You have to get the emotion out of your body there and then, unless you want to do far more work on it later. But trust me, if you can just get the emotion out of your body there and then, you're going to be onto a fucking winner. And this is where the intentional vibrational shift comes in. Rather than sitting in that low vibrational place for the rest of the day, wondering how I can do more, wondering why the world isn't fair, I decided I have got to shift my energy back to a higher vibe so that I can get everything done that I both need and want to. So I got into my car after crying in the toilets, and I decided to intentionally shift my energy there and then. And I was amazed at how quickly it worked. So let me take you through these three steps. And I really want you to try this because you will be amazed at how quickly it works. So first of all,
hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Physical movement. Physical movement is the number one priority for releasing negative energy from your body. So I got into my car and I shook my hands and my arms as vigorously as I could, ignoring the stares of the people in the car next to me. Now, I just want to read you a little paragraph from the book Make It Happen by Jordana Levin. On a biological level, when you move, the neurotransmitter dopamine is released into the body and you start to feel better and full of new energy or vibrations. And on an emotional level, when you move, emotions have the opportunity to move through you. By moving, you've provoked a vibrational shift, and emotions that have been ignored, suppressed, or simply bypassed are stirred up. The human body was made to move, and moving it with conscious awareness moves stuck and stagnant energy and keeps us vibrating on a high frequency. Now, you will feel very silly doing this, especially if this is your first time doing it. But I honestly want you to try this the next time you feel depressed, anxious, you receive bad news, you get a message you don't want, whatever it might be. I want you to physically get up and just move. You can do 20 jumping jacks. You could run up and down the stairs 3 times. You could vigorously shake your body. I'm telling you, it will fucking work. Now, step 2 is to change your environment. If you can change your environment, it is going to change your mindset too. And it's the easiest way to do it. So you could go outside. If you are working from home, you could work from a cafe instead, or simply go for a drive in your car, which brings me to step three. Now, Greta Thunberg is not going to love this, but I find if I get inside my car and I go for a drive and I listen to music, spoiler alert, music is our step three, that is the one thing that can really, really shift my energy. So music can be incredibly, incredibly high vibe. And I'm not just talking about just manifesting songs. You know, I know that most of us have a manifesting playlist of high vibrational songs. Sometimes it can just be shit that you love. So I happen to have, it was either Capital Extra or Kistrion in the car. I don't remember which one, but it was banger after fucking banger. And I was having a great time. Now, most of those songs were about people cheating on you and you fucking them up. But I'm telling you, I was loving it. I was absolutely loving it. Go for a drive and have a dance party for one. And I guarantee you, after 10 minutes, you will be feeling 100% better. So it's very, very simple. We don't need to complicate it. It is three steps. Number one, physically move your body as much as you can. Release that negative energy from your body. Number two, change your environment if you can. If you are stuck on a loop watching TV or you're scrolling on your phone, put it down, switch it off, get up and move to a different room. If you can get outside, bonus points. Number three, music. Just blast whatever music will make you feel great. Try not to overthink it and just have a dance party for one. And of course, if you are singing very loudly to the music like I like to, that in itself is shifting energy from your body. That is quite an exertion. And so again, that is like the movement. It will just be shifting this bad energy from your body. Now, there is an optional step four, but I've put this as an optional step four because I don't think it's necessary if you're looking for a quick 10 to 15 minute complete vibrational shift fix. But this is changing your environment in terms of rearranging your furniture, decluttering and cleaning. Now, this is something that so many people find incredibly helpful for anxiety. I think that's why Mrs. Hinch became so popular. People found even just watching Mrs. Hinch clean and organize her home to be incredibly therapeutic. I mean, hands up, how many of us watch like The Home Edit and Queer Eye and stuff like that on Netflix? Because we love to see people live in beautiful, organized, decluttered homes. So if you feel yourself in a slump or in a funk, then definitely cleaning, decluttering, and even rearranging the furniture in a particular area will shake up any stagnant energy. So it is as simple as that. I would love you guys to try this and let me know how you get on. Let me know if it has helped you to vibrationally shift into a higher vibration and be able to turn your day around and get on with what you truly want to get on with in the energy that you want to get on with it with. Does that make sense? These actions all simply change how we feel, and how we feel will directly impact our vibration. And we can only align with that which is on the same vibration. So if you are looking to actively manifest more people, opportunities, money, whatever it might be into your life, you first of all need to show up on that vibration. And for some people that can be really hard. You know, if you are currently experiencing money troubles and people are like, come on, just act rich now. Imagine yourself as rich. Or if you are looking for your dream partner, your ideal soulmate, your ideal relationship, and you feel single as fuck and people are like, oh, just imagine you're in a relationship. It can be really, really difficult to get on board with that. But what we can all do is just raise our vibration in whatever way that may be. So the main purpose of this podcast was just to share with you that quick, intentional, vibrational shift that you can do through those three simple steps. But there are some other things that we can do that just raise our vibration as a whole. I think sometimes we can be our own worst enemy. I constantly tell myself I have no time, and yet I find myself doom scrolling on social media or watching shit on Netflix that I don't even want to watch. Like, I'll literally look for something to watch, all the while saying, oh, I wish I had the time to just potter around in my bedroom, or I wish I had time to have a long, relaxing bath. We have the time to do all of these things. We have the time. We're just not prioritizing them. So look for little ways in your everyday life that you can nurture yourself and treat yourself and raise your vibration through your actions. For me, having a clear, decluttered, Uga home that feels super cozy at this time of year is definitely something that brings me a lot of joy. I'm taking time at the moment to make sure that I am sitting in a window if I want to sit and snuggle up and read a book, because I'm aware that during these winter months when we're not getting as much sunlight, if I can sit in a window and absorb some of those rays, I'm just going to be fucking onto a winner. Getting into bed early and reading a book and being all cozy, that is like such a high vibe thing for me. Making plans for the rest of the month so that you've got some festive plans with friends and family and lots of fun stuff coming up is something that makes me happy. So find the little things that raise your vibe and make you happy and get you through these winter months. And I promise you, you'd be amazed at how quickly your vibration can change. I will leave the links to all of the books that I've mentioned in this episode down below. Go check it out. I'm actually thinking about doing a Christmas gift guide, you know, because I've got some great products and books and things that I would love to recommend for Christmas. And so I might do that, you know, I might do a whole podcast episode on that. I feel like that would be really fun. And if you are not the kind of person that enjoys reading books, oh, who are you? Can we be friends? No, I know there's a lot of you. You can listen to them on Audible. You can get 1 month Audible for free if you click the link down below. Again, I'll put it in the show notes. So come find me on Instagram. You can find me at Francesca Amber or at Law of Attraction Changed My Life. Let me know if this episode resonated with you, if it is applicable to your life right now, and let me know if you've done the intentional vibrational shift and if it worked for you, how quickly it worked, because I love to hear your success stories. And I know that so many of you will be like, oh my God, I shook my hands for 3 minutes and then I felt fucking amazing after. I'm telling you, it sounds crazy, but it works. It really does work. If you enjoyed this episode, you can rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps me out. And I will see you next week for a brand new episode of Law of Attraction Changed My Life. The Law of Attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too, bitch. I'll see you then. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.